I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Pear Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news, and it's mostly, I'll be honest with you, Caltrans. It's got a lot going on. Here's the new traffic impacts you can expect next week. West Bishop utility work on State Route 168, which is West Line Street between Red Hill Road and Meadow Lane. Utility crews will transfer wire across the highway on Monday and Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and overnight Wednesday from 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. Thursday. Drivers may experience brief delays. In Mono County, the June Lake Loop utility work on State Route 158 South, South June Lake Loop between Gold Lake Road and Ski Lift Road. Utility crews will be installing overhead fiber optic cables Monday through Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. And then Daisy Bell testing, State Route 158 South, will close between North Shore Drive and East Boulder Lodge on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Closure will allow Caltrans to test the new Daisy Bell avalanche mitigation system. Drivers will be able to access the town of June Lake and nearby recreation using North Shore Drive. Now let's talk about this Daisy Bell testing. This is a new avalanche mitigation system. So starting this year, Caltrans District 9 will utilize the heliportable Daisy Bell system to address avalanches in the Eastern Sierra. The Daisy Bell will be used in addition to District 9's current stationary and mobile mitigation tools such as GASX. With avalanche occurring in locations they historically hadn't before, the Daisy Bell will allow Caltrans to be more precise in its mitigation efforts, creating a safer environment for winter travelers. The Daisy Bell will be tested on Mount Downs near the town of June Lake. For safety, Caltrans will close State Route 158 South, as we talked about already, from North Shore Drive to east of Boulder Lodge. All traffic will be detoured to North Shore Drive. Travelers will have full access to the town of June Lake and surrounding recreation during the testing period, which will run from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday, January 9th. If you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, January 6, 2025, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. Once again, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, January 6, 2025, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. All right, for this next segment, we're going to our reporter in Lone Pine, Julian Montgomery.
Hello, this is Julian with Sierra Wave After School Program and with news from Lone Pine. Can you believe it? We have made it to 2025, and with a new year, we are getting a new road. That's right, the Mount Whitney Portal Road has finally been paved and will soon be getting its stripes and road guards installed. Once the painting and installation is complete, the road will be reopened to the public, and according to Matt Kingsley, this should all happen around January 6th, which is coming up on us real fast. I'm personally very excited about the road reopening. I hope you are too. I hope you had a great Christmas, great New Year's Eve. Thanks for listening. This is Julian Montgomery with the Lone Pine News.
Thank you, Julian Montgomery, for that report. Well, Bishop Twin Theater will have Mufasa the Lion King. It's rated PG, 2 hours long, and Sonic the Hedgehog 3, rated PG, 1 hour and 50 minutes long, being held over one more week. So this is your last opportunity to go see either of those movies, and you can get showtimes by going to bishoptwintheater.com. Well, I'm Jason Brown. That was Julian Montgomery. We're bringing you the news. We are your local community news, and we thank you for listening. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media.